Well, the thing about John Cena is he's tied into pop culture in many ways. You know, one of the things about him is you have, if you look at his Facebook page, he has 42 million followers. And obviously that reaches beyond just wrestling. And the other thing that's interesting, too, is they've basically done comic books about wrestlers. And, you know, there was a discussion online earlier today, people talking about him, and somebody put up an image of John Cena on the cover of a comic book. And so it just ties into fandom and pop culture. And, it is something, you know, at first blush you might say, well, what's the fit? But then when you realize his tie into pop culture, you go, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. He certainly has his fanboys. So did you ask him, or did he express interest to you?
We reached out to him through his management, but it is one of those things that they he does a few of these events, and we've heard a lot of great things about him, and that's one of the drivers of why we wanted to reach out to him.
All right, so Dan, when do we start, and how many people do you expect this year?
Okay, it's going to be September 1st to the 3rd, and we are expecting. The number I like to say is just it's over 100,000 people. We don't know exactly what that number will be over that number, but it's definitely very filled out. But at the same time, the Salt Palace is a very large building, and just the way things space out, you know, there may be a few moments of congestion, but for the most part, it works out really well.